And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 2nd of July, 2015. It was on this day, 1679, Daniel Gracelin, Sieur de Lute, first reached Lake Superior, about where the city is that bears his name, Duluth. French soldier, explorer, he came to try to broker a peace agreement between the Sioux and the Ojibwe Indians so that the French could resume their fur trading there. And he did negotiate a peace treaty. He arranged some intertribal marriages and then headed west to explore the Mississippi and the St. Croix. 1698, on this day, the British engineer Thomas Savery patented the first steam engine. He was trying to find a way to pump water out of coal mines and eventually built this machine that itself was filled with water. When steam was introduced under pressure, the water level rose. It created a vacuum that would draw more water up through the valve below. It was Thomas Savery who came up with the term horsepower. It was on this day, 1937, Amelia Earhart was last heard from somewhere over the Pacific. She and her navigator, Fred Noonan, had set off in May from Miami to fly around the world in a Lockheed Electra. They'd completed all but about 7,000 miles of the trip, landed in New Guinea. There were U.S. Coast Guard ships in place to help guide them to their next stop, the tiny Howland Island. Weather cloudy, rainy when they left New Guinea. Earhart communicated to the Coast Guard cutter Itasca, "We must be on you, but we cannot see you. Fuel is running low. Been unable to reach you by radio. We're flying at 1,000 feet." Her last transmission about an hour later was, "We are running north and south." It's the birthday of Hermann Hesse, born in Calf, Germany, 1877. When he was in his 30s, he started studying Eastern religions, took a trip to India, and wrote his novel Siddhartha about the early life of the Gautama Buddha. Hermann Hesse, who said, "The world is not imperfect or slowly evolving along a path to perfection. No, it is perfect at every moment. Every sin already carries grace in it." Here's a poem for today by Freya Manfred entitled Imagine This. When you're young and in good health, you can imagine living in New York City or Nepal or in a tree beyond the moon. And who knows who you'll marry, a millionaire, a monkey, a sea captain, a clown. But the best imaginers are the old and wounded who swim through ever-narrowing choices, dedicating their hearts to peace, a stray cat, a bowl of homemade vegetable soup, or red mountain ash berries in the snow. Imagine this, only one leg, and lucky to have it, a jig-jagged jaunt with a cane along the shore, leaning on a walker to get from grocery to car, smoothing down the sidewalk on a magic moving chair, teaching every child you meet the true story of this sad, sweet, tragic 4th of July world. Imagine This, a poem by Freya Manfred from Speak, Mother, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Writer's Almanac, also supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.